all those entertainment news shows on television look alike, except for one. TMZ, and the ringleader and head of the TMZ empire is with us this afternoon. Let's say hello to Harvey Levin.
Hey, Harvey.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
It's good afternoon here, great. But I know you're just waking up out west. Well, actually, not waking up.
Are you kidding me?
I know.
I was up way before you, I promise.
Yeah, no, I know. You get the shows together pretty early, and then we see TMZ live here at 2 o'clock, and then the TMZ program at 5 on Fox 32. Let's begin.
Thank you, by the way, for that.
Anytime. Let's begin with, and by the way, I enjoy the way you always look like you've just come back from the gym, and you're always consuming a nice liquid beverage on the show. I get a kick
just
out
trying,
of that.
Just trying to stay awake.
Let's talk about the sad news about Philip Seymour Hoffman. Harvey, did Hollywood insiders believe he had conquered his addiction problems?
Well, look, we broke a story last May that he had gone back to rehab voluntarily because he felt he was slipping back into the world of heroin, and we found out that the people he had confided in were saying that his big fear was he would start using needles again. And that's why he did it, because he knew that would take him down a very dark path. And that path, it did indeed occur, because, you know, the cops found 50 bags, that some of which had heroin in it and some of which were empty, in the apartment. He had a needle in his left arm. There is now at least one witness who says that he saw Hoffman the night before at an ATM with these two guys carrying, a backpack type thing, which looked like he might have been making some kind of a drug deal. And cops are now looking at the surveillance video to see if that bears fruit. But whatever it is, it just got the best of him, it seems.
Harvey, following TMZ online like I do day and night, I see that you guys have the story about the actual strain of heroin possibly being a culprit here as well, a deadly form of heroin. Tell us about that.
There is a particular strain of heroin that has been making its way around the East Coast. The street names are Theraflu, Bud Ice, 24K. This is a really potent potent drug. It's got the drug in it called fentanyl, which is often used for terminal cancer patients. It's 100 times more powerful than morphine. What it can do is shut down the respiratory system. And it has been responsible for 22 deaths in Pennsylvania, 19 in Rhode Island, 5 in Long Island, and that's all in January. Now, cops don't know if that drug made its way into his apartment, but it's one of the things they're looking at. The toxicology report will show it, but that is going to take weeks before we know.
Man, what a tragedy. And many of us around Chicago know him a little bit because of his time here at the Goodman. Bob Falls directed him, and by all accounts, he was a great person to work with and a friendly and engaging man. I don't know if you ever
And a hugely successful actor.
Yeah.
Not just, everybody thinks of him in Capote, but this guy, was in just enormous films, film after film after film, not necessarily as a leading man, or even the leading role, but big roles and consistent roles. This guy had an amazing career.
I even enjoyed him in a couple of films, and anybody who has an appreciation for music and radio, if you haven't seen him in Pirate Radio, and if you never saw Almost Famous, he's just
so good.
Marvelous.
So good in Almost Famous. Oh, my God. So good.
Let's talk about the other big showbiz story, Woody Allen. Now, explain this, Harvey. This is an old story, but it's back again because of the New York Times letter that Woody Allen's daughter wrote, correct?
Well, not exactly. I mean, it's back again because he won an award at the Golden Globes where a lot of stars paid homage to him. And it did not sit well with some of his kids. His son, Ronan Farrow, tweeted right after Woody won the award, essentially saying, gee, they didn't mention the fact that he molested my sister. Now, she has made this claim before but never been specific. So over the weekend, she released a letter to the New York Times detailing what she says is the abuse, and very specific, that he had gone, he had taken her into the attic at their house when she was seven, and had done all sorts of things, including burying his face in her naked crotch. And it was very specific. We got this video that we put up on the website over the weekend where Woody was coming out of a New York Knicks game in Madison Square Garden, and this was just hours after this letter had been posted. And to us, it looks like he had no idea about this letter, and he turned to one of his daughters, and his daughters, it looks to us like she may have pulled this letter up, or the New York Times article, up on her phone, and he just goes pale. But he's come out and he said this is all a lie, it's despicable, and he's going to say something about it. He has not yet said anything about it, but this is by no means over in that family.
And when this first surfaced, it did not go to court, and then from Woody Allen's side, his people said that she could not differentiate fact from fantasy, and there were other counterclaims made, we should say.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, he's never been charged, he's never been convicted, this came up in their child custody dispute, but this is something she has never let go. And clearly she believes it, clearly Ronan believes it, and clearly Woody says it's not true.
And isn't this the way that it usually happens with victims of sexual assault? I mean, she was a little kid, she's now grown up, she's probably had a lot of therapy.
She's been saying this for a while now, she's just never been specific, and I think this whole Golden Globe thing is what triggered it.
Harvey Levin, you are the best. Hey, by the way, you went to school here in Chicago, didn't you?
I did. Every time I, that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you guys. I just love Chicago so much. I love it so much. And, yeah, I went to the University of Chicago Law School. And whenever I come back, it's just such a beautiful, wonderful city. I love your city.
You have a lot of fans here. You know that.
Yeah, in fact, the temperature here is like in the mid-80s today, Harvey. I don't know what it is out there in Hollywood. But.
Yeah, no way. You know what? Your nose is growing. No way.
Yeah, if the weather was nice here all year round, we'd have too many people living here. So that's why we like it cold sometimes.
All I can tell you is when I was a poor law student, I had to walk across the Midway in Hyde Park, and the temperature would drop like 40 degrees. And every time I think about it, I literally get cold just thinking about that.
And by the way, with your background in law and covering so many stories like the Woody Allen story, Justin Bieber, the law studies come in handy, don't they?
Every day, every hour.
All right, it's TMZ live at 2 o'clock. It's on now at Fox 32, and then TMZ at 5 p.m. today. Harvey Levin, good to catch up with you, Harvey.
Good talking to you guys. We'll see you.